This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good afternoon, my friend. Welcome to a special WSMI sports broadcast from the Illinois Elementary School Association State Baseball Tournament. It's the third place game in the Class 1A State Baseball Tournament. This afternoon featuring the Braves of Nokomis Junior High against the Rockets of Roanoke Benson. These two teams meeting here in the third place game. Nokomis losing earlier in the day to Joliet St. Paul 9-6. And Roanoke Benson being defeated by Normal Metcalf 11-0. So these two teams will battle it out for third place here in the IESA State Baseball Tournament. And our coverage is brought to you by Nokomis Savings Bank, where you save does make a difference. Lenko Precision in Nokomis. Easter Day Electrical in Nokomis. Dennis Allman Auction serving Central Illinois. Crimson Briar of Witt. Nokomis Gift and Garden, inviting you to their open house November 20th and 21st. Gray Carpentry in Nokomis. Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Rupert Apartments in Nokomis. Nokomis Tire and Auto. German Seed and Chemical in Nokomis. Save More Pharmacy in Nokomis. Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis. And First National Bank of Nokomis, along with Country Financial Agent Nathan Clements in Nokomis, who all congratulate the Braves on an outstanding season. The Braves come into this third-place contest with a record of 19 wins and 2 losses. The Rockets of Roanoke Benson come in with a record of 10 wins and 9 losses. We'll take our first break. We'll come back and set the lineups for you right after these messages. Terry Toad back at Eastside Center in East Peoria, Illinois. Terrific facility here where they hold the IESA State Baseball Tournament. In fact, three tournaments all going on simultaneously, the 1A, 2A, and 3A tournaments at this terrific facility. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for Nokomis, and the Braves will be the home team in this third-place game. Alex DeSetti will lead things off. He'll be in center field. Drew Detmers hits in the number 2 spot. He'll be at shortstop. Brian Jansen will do the catching, hitting third. In the cleanup spot, it'll be Carter Sobel. He'll be at first base. Today's starting pitcher for this game, Nick Masher, will be hitting in the number 5 spot. Evan Herbstreit hits 6th. He'll be at second base. Mark Vigroff will be in the number 7 spot. He hits in the number 7 spot. He'll be at third base. Adam Lyons, who had 2 RBIs in the semifinal round game today. Adam will be hitting 8th. He'll be in the number 8 spot, and Jamison Blodgett will get in the number 9 spot, and he'll be in left field. So it's Tassetti, Detmers, Jansen, Sobel, Masher, Herbstreit, Vigroff, Lyons, and Blodgett for Nokomis. As the lefty, Nick Masher, takes the hill, warm-up tosses for Nokomis. Roanoke Benson, coached by Wade Hunter and assisted by Kyle Fellner, and the Braves, of course, coached by Brandon Engelman and assisted by Chris Detmers. It'll be Gabe Harder leading things off. He'll be followed by Jack Weber, Logan Nix, James Early, Jason Talon, Chase Martin, Carter Sauter, the DH Luke Wacker, and then Noah O'Leary hitting in the number 9 spot for the Rockets of Roanoke Benson. The Braves in their red jerseys with the white pants and the red hats. Roanoke Benson with the red jerseys, and it looks like they may have a gray or striped pants and red hats as well. Cloud cover here at Eastside Center has been cloudy and breezy all day long as we get ready for this third place battle between the Braves and the Rockets of Roanoke Benson. And we'll come back with the first pitch right after this. Terry Toad back at Eastside Center in East Peoria. So glad to have you along. Hope you enjoyed our Fighting Illini broadcast coverage earlier today. And we're glad you tuned in for this special sports broadcast as Gabe Harder will lead things off for Roanoke Benson. And the first pitch of the ball game from Nick Masher of Nokomis is on the way, and the lefty delivers, and the first pitch is a called strike, and we are off to the races. 0-1 the count on Gabe Harder. Harder is a right-handed hitter. He's an eighth grader playing shortstop today for Roanoke Benson in this third-place game. The 0-1 pitch is up and away. It's 1-1. Rigoroff is at third. Detmers at short. Herbstreit at second. Sobel at first. Blazic to Setti, Lyons in the outfield from left to right. Jansen doing the catching for the Braves. And here's a pitch foul back of the screen. It's 1-2. And a terrific year for the Braves. They're trying to win their 20th game of the season here in this third-place game this afternoon. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and this is a foul at the plate. And we'll do it again. Ballpark here at Eastside Center, 225 down the lines, 250 to dead center. There have been a few home runs hit at the state tournament this weekend, but I was told there's not as many as last year. So perhaps pitching is dominating at the junior high level, like it is at the major league level, it seems like. 1-2 the count to Gabe Harder. Leading off for Roanoke Benson, here's the pitch from Nick Masher, and here's a ground ball slowly hit. Gregor off at third, throw to first base in time, and that's how this ball game starts as Harder is retired 5-3. And the next batter will be Jack Weber. He is the center fielder for Roanoke Benson, right-handed hitter. He's an eighth grader as well, so one down, nobody on. We're just underway, top of the first inning, no score. And the lefty, Nick Masher, delivers for Nokomis, and it's ball one up high. Braves had an exciting quarterfinal round game yesterday. And here's a swing and a miss by Weber. They trailed most of the game, and Mr. Detmer has hit a two-run walk-off home run to put them into the semis today. And they were not able to win that semifinal round game against Joliet St. Paul. And here's a little pop-up to the second baseman, Evan Herkstreet, and that's two down. And the batter will be Logan Nix. Nix is the first baseman for the Rockets of Roanoke Benson. So quickly two down as Masher gets a sign and delivers, and the pitch is up and away for ball one. James Early steps out on deck for Roanoke Benson. He'll represent the cleanup spot for the Rockets today. Cassetti's shallow in center field. Here's the next pitch. This one's up high. And it's 2-0. And a lot of hitting room down the left field line. They're bunching this guy right up the middle. Logan Nix, 2-0 the count. As Masher gets the sign. And here's the pitch, and this one's fouled back to the screen. Two balls and a strike. This is a 1A state tournament third place game. And the 2A and 3A games will be going on at other ballparks here at this facility. And, of course, all the championship games later this afternoon. 2-1 pitch to Nix on the way. Here's a swing and a miss. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Nick Masher is trying to make this a 1-2-3 inning. He is one strike away from doing that. He winds and fires. Here's the 2-2 and a swing and a miss. Roanoke Benson goes in order in the top of the first after a half inning. Roanoke Benson, nothing. Nokomis coming to bat in this third place game. Back with more in just a moment. The Class 1A third place state tournament game between Nokomis and Roanoke Benson. It will be Alex Tassetti, followed by Drew Detmers, and then Ryan Jansen. If anybody gets on, Carter Stobble for Nokomis, as Noah O'Leary, the right-hander, takes his warm-up tosses for Roanoke Benson. His battery mate will be Jason Callan. Around the infield, James Early at third, Gabe Harder at short. Arthur Sauter is at second, and Logan Nix at first. Chase Martin's in left, Jack Weber in center, and Gavin Schackerbauer in right field for the Rockets of Roanoke Benson. Now, Nokomis coming into this game 19-2 on the season. They won the quarterfinal round game 5-3, lost the semifinal earlier today, 9-6, had their chances, threatening to make some noise, but couldn't pull out the win, so they'll play for third place here against Roanoke Benson. And a chance for both of these teams, one of these two teams, to end their season on a winning note, which I'm sure most any of the teams that were eliminated yesterday would gladly trade places with these teams here in this third place game. Roanoke Benson 10-9 on the season. And, of course, have to say kudos to the coaching staff for the Braves. Brandon Engelman, Chris Detmers, two guys who grew up and played for Nokomis. Know the Nokomis system and done a terrific job with the Braves here this year. And, of course, these kids love to play baseball. That helps a lot. There we go. There's Alex Tassetti to lead things off. Right-handed hitter. He's an eighth grader. And let's see what the Braves can do here in the home half of the first inning. We're in a scoreless ball game. The first pitch from Noah O'Leary is up and in. And watch out, Alex. That's out of the way. Ball one. Detmers and then Jansen to follow. And Sobel lurking in the cleanup spot. If anybody gets aboard, here's the 1-0 pitch. And there's a called strike on the outside corner. On the fastball, one ball, one strike. And play leadoff man Tassetti pretty much straight away in the outfield. Here's the next delivery, and he ducks out of the way. And it's 2-1. Of course, you get a tournament with three games on one weekend. The amount of pitching sometimes gets a little thin when you get to the final game of the tournament for a particular game. And a little looper drops into center field for a base hit. Alex Tassetti is aboard for Nokomis with the first hit of the ball game. And the batter will be Drew Detmers. Detmers, a right-handed hitter. He's an eighth grader, playing shortstop in this game. Drew pitched in the previous two games in the tournament. And O'Leary will work from the stretch. Nix will hold the runner at first. Has a pretty good lead. There he goes. The pitch is a strike. So throw the second, not in time. Rolls on through into center field, but it's backed up there by the shortstop Harder. No further advance by Tassetti as he swipes second. So one strike to pitch on Detmers. So Nokomis trying to make some noise here in the home half of the first inning. Runner down at second base, nobody out. Detmers digs in, the pitch is hitting. So that'll put the first two aboard as Detmers was struck by the pitch. And the batter will be Ryan Jansen. So down at second base is Tassetti. Detmers on at first. And Ryan Jansen will be the batter. And Roanoke Benson in a peck of trouble here in the bottom of the first inning. Nokomis is trying to take advantage with 2-1 and nobody out. Ryan's the catcher, a right-handed hitter, an eighth grader. He bats with 2-1 and nobody out, but the Braves trying to get on the board first. The first pitch is up high for ball one. Again, pretty much straight away in the outfield for Jansen. Maybe a little hitting room in right center. Here's a check on the runner. And the pitch to Ryan. This one has popped up. It's going to come back and out of play. And that'll even up the count at one ball, one strike. Carter Sobel waiting on deck. He wants his crack at it here in the first inning. And unless Jansen hits into a triple play, he's going to get his chance. Runners lead away. Now a step off and a look back to the runner at second base, which is steady. One ball, one strike to count to Jansen. Here's the pitch from O'Leary. This one back to the screen. The runners will move up to second and third on the wild pitch. And the count goes to 2-1. The Braves with runners in scoring position.
And now for Oak Grove West.
Have a cool, breezy, cloudy afternoon here at Eastside Center in East Peoria here. The next pitch, this one's up high. And the count is three balls and a strike. Ryan Jansen. Cassetti's at third, Detmers at second. O'Leary now working from the full windup with runners at second and third. Here comes the 3-1 delivery and a high fly ball. They leave the yard way back and see you later. A three-run dinger from Ryan Jansen and the Braves break on top 3-0. Well, that's a good start for the Braves here in this third-place game. As Tassetti crosses the plate, Detmers crosses the plate, and then there's Ryan Jansen, who will be congratulated by his teammates as the Braves take a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning. And Carter Sobel will be the batter. Now, the head coach, Wade Hunter, is going to come out and talk to his pitcher, Noah O'Leary. And it looks like we may have a pitching change already for Roanoke Benson. It looks like Gabe Harder is going to come in and pitch here after O'Leary gave up a three-run homer. So the Rockets are going to make a pitching change. Nokomis here in the bottom of the first inning has a 3-0 lead. We'll come back with more from the third place game of the IESA State Baseball Tournament right after these messages. Well, defensive changes for Roanoke Benson after the Rockets fall behind 3-0. A three-run home run from Ryan Jansen has put Nokomis on top here in the home half of the first inning. And the right-hander Gabe Harder is in. And the second pitch delivered to Carter Sobel goes right through the legs of the third baseman, James Erling. So Sobel was aboard. And still nobody out for Nokomis as the Braves have Nick Masher at the plate. So Harder's in pitching now. Logan Nix moves from first to short, and Noah O'Leary, the starting pitcher, is at first base for the Rockets. Masher, a left-handed pitcher, takes a called strike, throw down to second base, actually deflects off the base runner, Sobel, into short left center field, but he doesn't advance any further. So one strike, the count to Nick Masher. And down at second base now is Carter Sobel. Evan Herbstreit waiting on deck. Braves have scored three here in the home half of the first inning and lead 3-0 and are threatening again. The pitch to Masher from Harder is outside. To the left-handed hitting Nick Masher, the eighth grader, who is the starting pitcher today for Nokomis. He digs in. Harder looks in to Jason Tellen for the sign, and the pitch is a ground ball to first. So Larry Grass steps on the bag and down to third base for Carter Sobel. So three unassisted for Masher for the first out of the inning, and Herbstreit will be the batter. Evans, a second baseman, adding in the number six spot. He has a runner at third, one down, three runs home. Nokomis leading 3-0. Here's the bottom of the first inning, and a breaking pitch taken for a called strike. Mark Rittorff waiting on deck for Nokomis. Here's the pitch, swinging a hard hit ball. That is just inches outside the third base bag. That's strike two. Rittorff waiting on deck for Nokomis. Cassetti led off with a single. Detmers was hit by a pitch, and then Jansen sent one over the left field fence for a three-run homer. Sobel's on his third with one down. Masher was retired on a ground ball to the first baseman. Herbstreit now has a count of one ball, two strikes. And the pitch to Evan from Gabe Harder. And a called strike three. Herbstreit is the second out of the inning. That is the first strikeout of the day for Gabe Harder and for Roanoke Benson pitching. Rittorff is the batter. Mark's an eighth grader, right-handed hitter. Here's a pitch from Harder, and he hits this one into short center field. That's down for a base hit, and that will place the fourth run of the ball game for Nokomis. So Mark gets an RBI on a base knock, and that makes it 4-0.
Adam Ryan.
And here's Adam Lyon. Adam had a couple of RBIs in the semifinal round game. Two out, RBI double, in fact. He bats with a runner at first and two down, and a look to first base, and the runner is back safely. Lyons is an eighth grader, right-handed hitter. The pitch is, he shoots one in the left. This one is, oh, nice catch by Chase Martin. I think he misjudged it at first, that he's got long arms, and he reached up there and grabbed the line shot off of Adam Lyon for the third out of the inning. But a productive inning for the Braves. They put four on the board. We played one in the IESA Class 1A third-place game of the state tournament. It's Nokomis 4, Roanoke Benson nothing. Second inning action coming up. The Illinois Elementary School Association State Baseball Tournament third-place game for Class 1A. Nokomis with a 4-0 lead. We go to the top of the second inning. And it will be James Early, Jason Callen, and Chase Martin due up for Roanoke Benson. Don't forget, we'll have Cardinals baseball for you tomorrow on WSMI AM 1540 as the Cardinals wrap up the regular season for the game in Atlanta. 1:10 pregame show tomorrow on AM 1540. And then a wait for the playoffs to begin for the Redbirds. They'll be playing next Friday against the winner of that Pittsburgh-Chicago play-in game. And here's the first pitch to the right-handed hitting James Early. Masher delivers, and it's a swing and a miss for strike one. Early's a right-handed hitter, seventh grader, playing third base today. Next pitch is down low for ball one. One ball, one strike. Early, Callen, and Martin do up for Roanoke Benson, the Rockets. Here's a lefty's delivery, and there's a swing and a miss. And it's a ball and two strikes. Nick Masher and Ryan Jansen, the battery mate in this third-place game for the Braves. Here's the lefty's delivery, swinging a fly ball into left. This is well hit. This one is gone for a home run. So Early, the cleanup hitter, gets the Rockets on the board with a solo home run, and that makes it 4-1. And that gives the Rocket fans something to cheer about. As Early is met at home plate by his teammate. Think about the home plate umpire. He's going to make sure the guy touches home plate. So the run count. And apparently he did. So Masher gives up a solo home run. And here's Jason Talon. The 4-1 ball game. Nokomis with the lead. Roanoke Benson batting here in the top of the second. The one run home, nobody out, and here's Callen, the catcher. And he takes a called strike with a breaking pitch. It's 0-1. Right-handed hitter. Chase Martin to follow for Roanoke Benson. Here's the next pitch from Nick Masher. This one's into the dirt. And it's one ball, one strike. Dorf at third base, Deadmers at short, Herbstreet at second, Sobel at first, Blavich to Betty Lyons from left to right for the Braves, trying to win their 20th game of the year. Here's the pitch, and there's a called strike with a fastball, and it's one ball, two strikes on Jason Callen of Roanoke Benson. Here's the next delivery from Nick Masher. That's a swing and a miss. Down on strike is Talon. That's the second strike out of the day for Nick Masher. That's the first out of the inning for Roanoke Benson, and here's Chase Martin for Roanoke Benson. He's batting in the number six spot. He's a sixth grader. And the first pitch to him is up high for ball one. Martin's in left field for the Rockets. And he awaits the 1-0 pitch from Masher. This is way outside. It's 2-0. So Early with a solo home run to lead off the inning. Gets the Rockets on the board. That makes it a 4-1 ball game. Nokomis with the lead. Roanoke Benson batting. One out, nobody on. And the run home. Here's a called strike. And it's 2-1 on Chase Martin. Carter Souter waiting on deck. Masher gets the sign he wants, and the lefty delivers, and that one's a little bit high. And 3-1. Third place game, have some fun at the state tournament. What it's about, you get to play in a state tournament. Have some fun. Here's a 3-1 pitch, and a little tap foul to the right side. Makes the count full. Unfortunately, our other area team, the Staunton Terriers, were defeated in the quarterfinals yesterday on what I was told was an excellent ball game. They lost 2-1. That was the Terriers' first loss of the year. Here's the pitch, swing a little foul off to the right side, and we'll do it again. So congratulations as a Staunton Terrier. They had a good season. Baseball alive and well in Mid-Illinois. We like to hear that. Martin awaits the 3-2 pitch from Masher. Here it comes, and a tap to the second baseman. Grabs, throws, out. And Kirk Street delivers the throw to Sobel. They goes 4-3 for the second out, and Souter is the batter. Carter Souter, second baseman. Bats with two down, nobody on, a run home, and a 4-1 ball game with McComas leading Roanoke Benson. And Roanoke Benson bats here in the top of the second inning. Masher's delivery. It's a swing and a miss for strike one.
Establishing number four, Peyton Burris.
Hope you enjoyed our high school football broadcast on the Cali Broadcasting Stations last night. As Souter fouls a pitch back to the screen, 0-2. We'll have more football coming up next Friday night. Hillsborough at Carlinville on FM 106, Litchfield to Pena on WAOX. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And down on strikes goes Souter. That ends the inning. Strikeout number three on the day for Nick Masher. But in the inning, a solo home run to start it by James Early. After an inning and a half of play of the IESA State Baseball Tournament in the 1A third place game, it's Nokomis 4, Roanoke Benson 1. Back with more in just a moment. Well, we go to the home half of the second inning. Nokomis 4, Roanoke Benson 1. It'll be Blazic, Cassetti, Detmer, 9-1 and 2 batters, due up for the Braves. Gabe Harder back to the hill for Roanoke Benson in the first pitch to Jameson Blazic. It's up high for ball one. Jameson, eighth grader. He's in left field today. And the pitch from Harder. This one misses, and it's 2-0. Thanks to Steve Ensley and all of our friends at the Illinois Elementary School Association. We've had a pretty good run here in recent years. 7 or 8 years in a row, we've been doing state tournament games from our listening area. And always fun to run into these guys. They do a great job administering junior high school sports. Jameson Blodgett. Blazic, that was a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Here's the next pitch from Harder, the right-hander, and there's a breaking pitch drops in for a called strike. It's 2-1. So 4 plated in the first inning by Nokomis. The Braves enjoy a 4-1 lead. Next pitch, there's a little tap foul down the third base line. Count goes to 2-2. Well, the team that won the state tournament back in 2012, all those guys all the way into the sectional tournament this past year for Nokomis High School. And these guys, these eighth graders, are going to be a good mix to all that talent when they get into high school next year. The pitch is fouled out of play by Blazic. Doing two of the count to Jameson. Here's the next pitch. On the way, and this one's fouled right back to the screen. Brandon Engelman coaching down at third for the Braves. The Stetmer's over at first. These two guys have done a terrific job. Two good, very good baseball players at Nokomis High School in their own time. Here's a pitch fouled off to the right side. Two guys who know the game. Blazic having a pretty good at-bat here. The number 9 hitter against Gabe Harder. Here's the next pitch. There's a called strike. And he's down on strike. That's the second strikeout of the day for Gabe Harder. The first out of the inning. And the batter will be Alex Cassetti. Alex singled. Ended up scoring on that 3-run home run by Ryan Jansen. He's 1-for-1 on the day. Bats with 1 down. Nobody on it. The Braves leading 4-1. Hit into the hole at short. Good play by the shortstop. Long throw. And a good stretch at first by Noah O'Leary on the throw from Logan Nix. And out at first base is Alex Cassetti. Play goes 6-3 for the second out. That was a good grab by Logan Nix deep in the hole at short. And a good stretch by O'Leary at first base. And that's 2 down in the inning. And Drew Detmer takes first pitch inside for ball one. Detmers was hit by a pitch last inning, scored on that three-run homer. And now he hits one foul to the right side and out of play. The count is evened up at 1-1. But Gabe Harder is trying to come in and make this an easy inning for Roanoke Benson. First two have been retired. There's the pitch. Detmers backs out of the way as the ball rolls all the way back to the screen. 2-1 the count. Jansen waiting on deck for the Braves. If Detmers can keep the inning alive, here's the pitch, swinging a hard hit ball to the third baseman. A one hopper early with the throw to first, and a good grab by Noah O'Leary at first base. The play goes 5-3, and the Braves go in order. We play two here in the third place game of the IESA State Baseball Tournament. It's Nokomis 4, Roanoke Benson 1. Back with third inning action right after this. And we go to the top of the third inning. It is a 4-1 lead for Nokomis over Roanoke Benson. And it'll be the DH, Luke Wacker, to lead things off, followed by Noah O'Leary and then Gabe Harder. So the 8-9-1 batters due up against Dick Nasher. And the first pitch to Wacker is fouled back and out of play for strike one. Luke's a seventh grader, right-handed hitter. Leading it off here in the top of the third inning for the Rockets of Roanoke Benson. A lefty, Nasher, winds and fires, and the pitch is down low, and it's 1-1. Berdorf, Detmers, Herbstreit, Sobel on the infield from third to first. Blavich to Seti Lyons from left to right. Jansen doing the catching today in this ball game. And the pitcher today, Nick Masher, the lefty, in this third place game. And the baseball rubbed up, and now Masher's ready. Here's the pitch. This one is falling away for ball two, 2-1. O'Leary to follow, then Harder for Roanoke Benson. A lot of teams decked out in red up here this weekend. Here's the pitch, including Nokomis and Roanoke Benson. Now it's 3-1 on the leadoff batter, Wacker. With a 4-1 lead, you don't want to tempt fate here and walk the leadoff man. Here's a 3-1 pitch, and there's a called strike. And it's 3-2. Masher has struck out three, walked none. Has gone to a full count on the leadoff batter, Luke Wacker, the DH. Roanoke Benson. Here's a 3-2 payoff pitch, and a little tap to the second baseman. Charged there by Herbstreit. Evans throw to first base in time. And Wacker retired 4-3 for the first out of the inning, and here's Noah O'Leary. O'Leary, that's with one down, nobody on. Roanoke Benson trailing 4-1 here in the top of the third inning. Thanks to all of our Nokomis sponsors who came aboard. Great sponsors to bring this broadcast to you. Pitch to O'Leary is outside for ball one. Without them, of course, none of this is possible. So please patronize them and tell them you appreciate their effort. Here's a check swing, and the pitch sails low, and it's 2-0 on Noah O'Leary. Masher has been behind the first two batters here in this inning. He retired Wacker on a ground out. He's 2-0 on O'Leary. Here's the pitch, and it's ball three up high. And the count to Noah O'Leary. Now time call by the home plate umpire. He's going to come out, say something to the pitcher. And they exchange baseballs. I have no idea what that is. So if you're listening, you can just make up your own call at home. They're going to call an illegal pitch and make it ball four. Maybe he went to his mouth. So that's going to be an illegal pitch. That will mean ball four is charged to or given to O'Leary. So that'll put him on at first base with one out. And back to the top of the batting order, Gabe Harder. Harder grounded out his first time up to the third base base. So one on, one out. Roanoke Benson batting in the top of the third, trailing 4-1. Shortly by the runner at first, the pitch. Swing and a miss by Harder. Now counting one ball, one strike. Jack Weber waiting on deck. Asher gets a good look at the runner at first. Here's the pitch. This is a little pop-up coming back near the screen. Going to drop out of play. The count is one ball, two strikes. So Larry's on at first base. With a walk. As his lead. Sambo's holding him. And a throw to first base, and the runner is back safely.
3 o'clock,
Bailey. Braves scored four in the top or the bottom of the first. Rockets scored one on a solo home run in the top of the second. A 4-1 ball game. McComas leading Roanoke Benson. As the pitch to Gabe Harder is up high, and it's 2-2.
Center Isaiah Seven.
Well, they're bunching these hitters right up the middle, off of hitting room down the line in the outfield. And the next pitch misses, and that means it's a 3-2 count on Gabe Harder. The lefty masher looks in. Nick needs a strikeout pitch here, and he gets it. Swing and a miss. Harder down on strikes. Strikeout number four for Masher. Two down in the inning, and the batter will be Jack Weber. Weber steps in from the right side. He popped out to the second baseman his first time up. One on, two down. Roanoke Benson batting top of the third, trailing 4-1. The pitch is up and away for ball one. Cardinals baseball tomorrow. Cards and the Braves. 110 on WSMI AM 1540. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul back to the screen, by the way. For those of you tuned in on the internet, for our friends at Network One Sports, we welcome you to the broadcast this evening, wherever you might be listening. One ball, one strike to count to Roanoke Benson's Jack Weber. McMaster from Nokomis checks the runner. He's going. The pitch is foul back to the screen. The count is 1-2. And Harder for O'Leary. Had a pretty good jump that time. And he sent back to first, 1-2 the count on Weber. Logan Nix waiting on deck for Roanoke Benson. Asher a check on the runner again. And delivers. And a little looper into right field. Going to drop in front of Adam Lyon. He throws the first in time. And the play goes 9-3 for the third out of the inning. Adam was playing shallow enough that he was able to come in and steal the ball on one hop. And he threw to the first baseman, Carter Sobel, one of those rare 9-3 putouts, but that's what happened. And Weber is retired to end the inning. No runs, no hits, a walk, a base runner left stranded. That's the first base runner stranded today by Roanoke Benson. We go to the bottom of the third inning in the third place game in the IESA State Baseball Tournament. It's Nokomis 4, Roanoke Benson 1. Now we go to the home half of the third inning. Nokomis with a 4-1 lead. Ryan Jansen, Carter Sobel, and Nick Masher due up. 3, 4, and 5 batters, heart of the batting order for the Braves. They get to the second day of the state baseball tournament. They'll have that presentation following this game. First pitch to Jansen is outside for ball one. Next pitch is ball two. There's Ryan. Lost a 3-run homer in the first inning to get the Braves on top, 3-0. They lead 4-1, and here's a pitch that knocks him down, and it's 3-0. Carter Sobel waiting on deck. Nick Masher to follow. Gabe Harder doing the pitching now. He's in relief of the starter, Noah O'Leary, who lasted through the first three batters, which is Ryan Jansen. And then Harder came in to face Sobel. in that first inning before anybody was out. Here's a ground ball, slowly hit to the shortstop, beyond the shortstop's reach, and into center field for a base hit. So Jansen's 2-for-2 on the day. And Carter Sobel's the batter. He reached on an error and scored back in the first inning. And he will bat with one on and nobody out. And the Braves leading 4-1. I think we've got a courtesy runner at first. And as soon as he turns around and see his number. Got a courtesy runner at first, maybe? Okay. And in steps Carter Sobel from the right side. Carter will look from the stretch. Short lead by the runner and a step off, no throw. So one on and nobody out for the Braves here in the home half of the third inning. Pretty good lead by the runner. Not going to pitches into the dirt. Nice backhand stop by Jason Talon, the catcher. Roanoke Benson, ball one, the count on Carter Sobel, the tall first baseman for Nakoma. Carter's 1-0 pitch. Outside. And Sobel's ahead in the count, 2-0. Runner has his lead. Not going, and here's a shot into center. Hit right at the center fielder. Weber makes the catch. That's not an easy thing to do. That ball was hit on a line drive, and those balls hit right at you are the most difficult to judge. And Weber did a nice job. That's the first out of the inning. Nick Nasher will be the batter. So one on, one out. Nokomis leading 4-1. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Nasher routed out to the first baseman his first time up. 0-for-1 on the day. And Nick takes the called strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Herbstreit waiting on deck. Master digs in, and now another step off. A no throw to first base. Talon gives the sign. Carter's ready for the pitch. The runner goes, a swing and a shot into center. That's down for a base hit. And on to third base will go the lead runner. Here comes the throw into third. It gets away, but it's backed up by the pitcher. And the Braves will have runners at second and third with one out.
At the plate right now, number 12, Jacob Ford.
What number was that, my dear? Okay. Ben Clavin. So Ben Clavin running at third base. So he's our courtesy runner. So Clavin's at third. Down at second is Masher, and here's Herbstreit. And Evan takes a call strike one. Right-handed hitter, Harder from the full windup. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2 on Evan Herbstreit. Gorup waiting on deck for Nokomis. Braves threatening to tack on a couple more runs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And down on strike is Herbstreit. That's the third strike out of the day for Harder. And the batter will be Zoran. Mark steps in. He's got an RBI on the day with a base hit back in the first. And he takes a called strike. And it's 0-1. Runners at second and third and two down for Newcomen. Next pitch, outside. One ball, one strike. Adam Lyons waiting on deck. Trying to retrieve a baseball on the net that's out in front of us here. And it's quite an interesting little ordeal. Here's a little slow roller to the shortstop. Fielded there by O'Leary. Throw on to first base. Or fielded by Nick. The throw on to O'Leary is in time. And that retires the side. In the inning, no runs, couple of hits, two left stranded. The Braves stranded three on the day. We played three innings in this third-place game from the IESA Class 1A State Baseball Tournament. It's Nokomis 4, Roanoke Benson 1. Back with more in just a moment. And we start the top of the fourth inning. Roanoke Benson trailing 4-1 to Nokomis. Logan Nix, James Early, Jason Callen due up. 3-4 and 5 batters against Nick Masher. And Blah pitches out and in his place is Wendon Jameson for Nokomis out in left field. And the next pitch is fouled back to the screen. 1-1 one strike to count on Logan Nix. He was a strikeout victim his first time up as he leads it off here in the top of the fourth inning. And Masher lines and fires his pitch into the dirt, gets away of the screen, 2-1 to count. Early with the only RBI, had a solo home run back in the second inning. He waits on deck for the Rockets of Roanoke Benson. Here's a pitch from Nick, and this one is fouled out of play. And the count is 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nick, right-handed hitter, an eighth grader. Ready for the 2-2 delivery from Masher. Here it comes, and a swing and a miss on a pitch into the dirt, tagged out by the catcher. That's the first down of the inning. Strikeout number 5 on the day for Nick Masher. And the batter will be James Early. So one down, nobody on. Roanoke Benson trailing 4-1, top of the fourth inning. And Early, who crushed a solo home run back in the second, is the batter. Pitch from Masher. This one's down into the dirt for 1-1. 250 to dead center, 225 down the line to this ballpark. Both the home run balls would probably hit about 240, 250 feet over the left center field fence. Here's the next pitch. There's a called strike with a fastball. It's 1-1. Jason Callen, the catcher for Roanoke Benson, waiting on deck. Masher lines and fires, and the pitch just misses off the plate, and it's 2-1. Lefty looks in for the sign from his buddy Ryan Jansen, and here's the 2-1 pitch. There's a call strike on a breaking pitch that drops in. And it's 2-2 on Early. Nokomis trying to win its 20th game of the season. It's the third place game of the state baseball tournament. Here's the pitch. Foul back to the screen. 2-2 the count. Tom Williams, Chip Means, producing our broadcast tonight on WSMI FM 106. 2-2 count to Early on the way, and this one is a fly ball into short right field, and the first baseman, Carter Sobel, backs out and makes a circus-style catch for the out. 2 down in the inning. Well, he had to deal with some wind, and he did. So 2 down in the inning, and here's Callen. Jason has strikeout victim his first time up. Roanoke Benson trailing 4-1 as they bat here on the top of the fourth. 2 down and nobody on for the first pitch outside for 1. Allen's a right-handed hitter. He awaits the 1-0. Here it comes. A check swing and a pitch sails low, and it's 2-0. Chase Martin waiting on deck for Roanoke Benson. Roanoke Benson, this is their second time in the state baseball tournament under the current format. The pitch is up high, and it's 3-0 now to Talon. They lost in the quarterfinals back in 2009. Of course, Nokomis won the tournament in 2012. Going undefeated that season. Here's a 3-0 pitch to Talon, and there's a call of strike, and it's 3-1. Enrollment, 87 for Roanoke Benson, 91 for Nokomis. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Talon. This was up high and a walk. That's the second walk issued by Masher today. That'll be a runner at first, and a courtesy runner coming in will be Joel Weber. at first base. And the batter will be Chase Martin. Martin grounded out to the second baseman his first time up. So a 4-1 Nokomis lead. Roanoke Benson batting in the top of the fourth. There's two down, a runner at first, and Martin's the batter. 0-1 on the day. Right-handed hitter. Nick Masher will work from the stretch. Dino Lefty's got a pretty good look at Weber over there at first base. Checks and delivers. Swinging a one hopper back to the pitcher. He grabs, throws the first inning over. No runs, no hits, a walk. That is the second base runner stranded on the day by Roanoke Benson. We played 3.5 here in the third place game of the IESA State Tournament. Nokomis 4 and Roanoke Benson 1. Back with more in just a moment. Today's Nokomis Braves baseball broadcast brought to you in part by Frey Carpentry in Nokomis. Nokomis Gift and Garden wants to remind you that their open house is set for November 20th and 21st, and Global will have all sorts of great gift ideas for you. Crimson Briar of Witt and its Almond Auctions, Easter Day Electrical, Lenko Precision, and Nokomis Savings Bank. All Braves sponsors, and the first pitch to Lyons is grounded to short. Throw to first is dropped and safe. The Lyons is on with the help of an error. E3 on that play. And the batter will be Quentin Jameson. Jameson in for Blazic. Batting now in the number 9 spot. The leadoff runner is aboard. And Lyons. Nokomis with a 4-1 lead. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jameson. Now a balk called against Gabe Harder and down to second base. Goes Lyons. So Jameson still awaiting the first pitch from Harder. Here it comes. He swings and a little tap down the third baseline is foul for strike one. The Lyons is on with the help of an error. First baseman dropped the ball. Balked to second base. One strike to count on Jameson. Adding in the number 9 spot. A 4-1 lead for Nokomis, and the Braves trying to make some noise here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch. Jameson swings and misses. It gets away from the catcher and down to third base for Lyons. So the count 0-2 on Quentin Jameson. And now the Braves have a runner at third base. Top of the batting order, Alex Tassetti waiting on deck. 0-2 is the count to Jameson. Harder from the stretch delivers and good block by the catcher, Jason Talon. And that pitch was wide of the plate. And it's a ball on two strikes.
Number 15,
Braves are leading 4-1. Runner at third, nobody out. 1-2 the count on Jameson. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And Quentin's down on strike. Strikeout number 4 for Gabe Harder. And the batter will be Alex Tassetti. Tassetti has singled and scored, grounded out, 1-for-2 on the day. That's with the runner at third, one down. Nokomis leading 4-1. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Harder from the stretch delivers. Tassetti takes a call strike. 0-1. Curley, Nix, Sauter, and O'Leary on the infield. Martin, Weber, Schachterbauer in the outfield for Roanoke Benson. And a base hit into left field by Alex Tassetti drives home the fifth run of the ball game for Nokomis. As Lyons will cross the plate. Tassetti with his second hit of the day. And that makes it a 5-1 lead for Nokomis. And Drew Detmers will be the batter. The Lyons crosses the plate. Nokomis has its 4-run lead back. And Detmers skies this one into right center field. The right fielder comes over, makes the catch. They're going to try and double off the runner at first. The throw did not get back in time and got away from the first baseman. The Detmers is retired on the fly out to center for the second out of the inning, and here's Ryan Jansen.
Five, Ryan Jansen.
So a 5-1 lead for Nokomis here in the bottom of the fourth. Two down. Runner at first. And Ryan Jansen, the batter. 2-for-2 on the day with a 3-run homer and a base hit. And a step off and a fake throw to first base by Gabe Harder. Harder's walked none, struck out 4, hit a batter today. Here's a throw down to second base on the attempted steal, and that one I think might have deflected off the helmet of Alex Cassetti and struck the shortstop. Logan Nix in the face. Oh, my. And he is down. That was just an odd play. The throw was on the third base side of the bag. And the ball might have, as I said, deflected. We don't have a replay of it, but just the angle of the ball looked like it might have actually deflected off of Cassetti, maybe even off his helmet. Everything arrived at about the same time. And it struck Logan Nix, the shortstop. And he is down. My goodness. Well, we have a couple members of the Roanoke Benson team out there. And it looks like he's going to come to his feet. That's actually Carter Souder. It wasn't the shortstop. It was the second baseman, Souder, who apparently, I think the ball deflected and hit him in the face.
No run. It's one hit. Got to be left on.
And he is going to come out of the ball game under his own power. My goodness. Well, we hope he's okay. Man, oh, man. That's just scary. But he walked off under his own power. So it wasn't Nix. It was Carter Souder, the second baseman. Tissetti's at second base. One ball to count on Ryan Jansen. And now the Roanoke Benson coaching staff, Wade Hunter, their head coach, and Kyle Fellner will put their heads together. And I don't know if they're going to allow the crew to kind of work on Souder and get him back into the game or replace it. Well, there's a pause in the action. We can tell you Nokomis leads this contest 5-1. This is the third place game from the IESA Class 1A State Baseball Tournament. Nokomis has plated a run here in the inning. They have a runner at second base with two down. A 5-1 lead, and we'll come back with more from East Side Center in East Peoria right after this. We're in the third place game of the Class 1A State Baseball Tournament. Nokomis batting here in the bottom of the fourth, leading 5-1. Alex Tissetti just stole second base, and the throw down to the bag from the catcher, Jason Talon, deflected off of Tissetti, and the ball struck the second baseman, Carter Souder, in the face. And it looks like they're going to send Isaac Wintrick out there. So we hope Souder be fixed up lickety-split. We're sorry to see him injured and out of the ball game. But play will resume now. Jansen has a one-ball count, and the pitch to Ryan is down into the dirt. And no advance by the base runner. Tissetti, who's down at second base, the 2-0 the count now. Isaac Woodtrick in the second base now for Roanoke Benson. Here's the pitch. Winging a hard hit ball to the shortstop. Booted by the shortstop. Everybody's going to be safe. The Jansen's on with the help of an error. There's on Nix, and that's going to put runners at first and third for Nokomis with two out. And here's Carter Sobel. Sobel reached on an error in the first and scored. lined out to the center fielder. He bats with two on, two out. Nokomis leading 5-1 and a chance to add to the lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Down at third base is Giacetti. Clavin is running at first base. Oh, the three?
Yeah.
Ty Nodal. Okay, I'm sorry. And Ty Nodal running at first and ties off with the races on the first pitch. And he swipes second base. So he's running for Jansen, Ty Nodal. And ball one to count on Carter Sauvel. So the runners lead away at second and third. Here's the pitch to Sauvel. Carter off this one back and out of play. And it's one ball, one strike. So Cassetti's at third. Nodal's down at second. One and one the count to Sauvel. Masher's on deck for Nokomis. Bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a bounding ball to the shortstop. Grant throws from deep in the hole. Throw to first is not caught. One run scores. Two runs will score. And safe at first base is Carter Sauvel. E3 on that play. So Giacetti scores from third. Nodal scores from second. That makes it a 7-1 lead for Nokomis. And Nick Masher's the batter. Masher steps in from the left side and he pops it up on the left side of the infield in foul territory. Caught by the third baseman. James Early, and that's going to end the inning. And in the inning, the Braves come up with three additional tallies. We place four innings here at the IESA State Baseball Tournament. Third place game, Nokomis 7, Roanoke Benson 1. Back with fifth inning action right after this. Braves of Nokomis with the lead, 7-1, 7 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They've stranded 4 thus far today. And for Roanoke Benson, the Rockets, 1 run, 1 hit. They've had 4 errors, and they've created 2 base runners on the day.
Number 12, Isaac
Windrick. Isaac Windrick in for Sauter. Is the batter, right-handed hitter. He's an eighth grader, facing Masher for the first time. A check swing, and he went far enough around for a call or for a strike. So it's 0-1. So it'll be Windrick, Wacker, and O'Leary do up. The bottom three in the batting order. Roanoke Benson here, so swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. Masher working into the fifth inning for Nokomis. He has struck out 5, walked a couple, giving up a solo home run. Here's the pitch. Swings away, and it's 1-2. He's pitched a pretty good ball game today. One ball, 2 strikes to count. As the lefty delivers, and a call, strike 3. Strikeout number 6 on the day for Masher. And Luke Wacker, the designated hitter, will be the batter. Luke 0 for 1 on the day, bats with 1 down, nobody on. And the Rockets of Roanoke Benson trailing in the game, 7-1. Masher winds and fires, missed pitch way up high for 1. Weary waiting on deck for Roanoke Benson. Masher gets the sign and delivers. And a bounding ball out to the shortstop. Grabbed there by Detmers. Throw to first base is in time. And the play goes 6-3 for the second out. And here's Noah O'Leary. O'Leary now at first base. He was walked. It was a 3-0 count, and an illegal pitch was called. So Larry was on with a walk and was stranded back in the third inning. He bats with 2 down, nobody on. And Nokomis with a 7-1 lead here as Roanoke Benson bats at the top of the fifth inning. First pitch is back at the screen for 1. Asher lines and fires. Here's the pitch. Now back to the screen, and it's one ball, one strike. Cardinals baseball, AM 1540 tomorrow, 110. Cards Braves to wrap up the regular season. Here's a 1-1 pitch on the way. This one's into the dirt, 2-1. The Illini Football Coaches Show coming up Tuesday night on FM 106. And next Friday night, Hillsboro with Carlinville and high school football on WSMI-FM. Litchfield at Tana on WAOX. And a call strike on a breaking pitch, and it's 2-2 on Noah O'Leary. As Masher, he's gunning for strikeout number 7 on the afternoon. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and a ground ball to the second baseman, Herbstreit. Evan grabs, slings it to first base, and the inning is over. The Rockets go in order in the top of the fifth. After 4.5, it's Nokomis 7, Roanoke Benson 1. Our special Nokomis Braves baseball coverage brought to you by First National Bank of Nokomis, Country Financial Agent Nathan Clements in Nokomis, Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis, Saymore Pharmacy and Gift Shop, German Seed and Chemical in Nokomis, Nokomis Tire and Auto, Rupert Apartments in Nokomis, and by Security National Bank. With Coffee and Irving and Fillmore, without them, broadcast would not be possible. Big thanks to all of our sponsors, and make sure you stop by and say thank you for bringing them, for allowing us to bring you this broadcast here on FM 106.
Entering the game for Roanoke Benson, number 7, Brady Weaven.
So here we go. As Nokomis will have Evan Herbstreit to lead it off. Dave Parker back to work. Here's the pitch.
Washington brings up number 12, Dalton.
And the first pitch to Herbstreit is low and away for ball one. Evan 0-2 on the day with a couple of strikeouts. Here's the next delivery, and he hits a little fly ball out towards the shortstop, grabbed out there by Logan Nick. And Herbstreit 0-3 on the day. And now we're going to have a pinch hitter, as Thomas Terry, a seventh grader, will get a chance to bat. Thomas is a right-handed hitter. Strike one. Next pitch. Swing and a ground ball into right. Grabbed by the first baseman, who's there at first to cover. Pitcher grabs it and cannot hold on to the ball. So Thomas is on. Thomas Terry is aboard. And now Jordan Harris will bat for Adam Lyon. Harris swings and misses for strike one. But Nokomis has Thomas Terry on at first base. Base hit on that, or was it an E3? Okay. That's the fifth error of the day for Roanoke Benson. 0-2 the count now to Harris. Jordan awaits the pitch from Harder, and he pops it up right side. Maybe a play for the first baseman in South territory. And Noah O'Leary makes the catch. And that's the second out of the inning. And here's Quentin Jameson. Jameson 0-1 on the day. He struck out in his first plate appearance back in the fourth inning. He bats with one on, two down. Nokomis leading 7-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Quentin takes a call, strike 0-1. Harder looks in for the sign. Jameson waits, and they're called strike two. That one caught the inside corner. Ned Harder He's gunning for strikeout number five on the day. Jameson has to protect the plate. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And a ground ball that is up the middle of base hit. Glenn comes through with a base knock. That is the sixth hit of the day for Nokomis. And runners at first and second, two down, and back to the top of the batting order. And let's see if Cicetti is going to be replaced by a pinch hitter, and he is. As Brandon Engelman, the head coach, trying to get as many kids into the game as possible. That's Caden Reynolds. Caden Reynolds batting. So Caden's batting in the spot previously held down by Alex Cicetti. The runners at first and second, two down. Comer's leading 7-1, and here's Reynolds, a right-handed batter. Lincoln hits it right to the first baseman who gobbles up the ball, and that ends the inning. So Reynolds is retired, three unassisted. No runs, a hit, an error, two left stranded. Nokomis is stranded six on the day. We played five full innings of this third-place game of the IESA State Baseball Tournament. It is Nokomis 7, Roanoke Benson 1. Back with more in just a moment. A 7-1 lead for Nokomis. Roanoke Benson will bat here in the top of the sixth inning. So everybody that had a chance to pinch hit in the bottom of the previous inning for Nokomis, the starters have re-entered in their defensive positions. Nick Masher back to the hill, and Gabe Harker will lead things off the top of the batting order here in the sixth inning for Roanoke Benson. Harker 0-for-2 on the day with a ground out and a strikeout. Rockets are trailing 7-1. And Masher winds and fires, and the pitch is foul back and out of play for strike one. Had a terrific season for all the teams that make it to the state tournament. Kids should be proud no matter where they finish in the state tournament. They have a chance to play at an elite level. Not everybody gets a chance to do that. Next pitch is outside. One ball, one strike on Gabe Harder. Everybody wants to win it all, but that's not how it works. Here's a pitch, swing and a ground ball to Detmers at short. He gobbles it up, double pumping. Now a throw to first base in time. Harder is retired 6-3 for the first out.
Coming to the plate, number three, Jack Weber.
Here's Jack Weber. Weber 0-for-2 on the day. For Roanoke Benson. Popped out to the second baseman. Was thrown out by the right fielder on him. A little blooper into right field. Was grabbed by Lyons and then thrown to the first baseman to retire Weber. And he takes ball one from Nick Masher. Next pitch from Nick. On the way, a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Logan Nick's waiting on deck. For Roanoke Benson. Masher lines and fires, and the pitch is down low, 2-1. Here's the 2-1 delivery, and this is a little tap to the third baseman. Rigord throws to first base. Two down. And Nix will be the batter. He's 0-for-2 on the day with a couple of strikeouts. Roanoke Benson batting here in the top of the sixth, trailing 7-1, two outs and nobody on. Masher, the lefty delivers, and this one's outside for ball one. Early waits on deck. James accounted for the only run of the day, a solo home run, leading off the second inning. Otherwise, Masher's been dominating out there on the hill. Pitch is fouled off to the right side. One ball, one strike now on Logan Nix. As the Braves try to zero in on their 20th win of the season. Here's the pitch. One is down low, and it's 2-1. Oh, which won the quarterfinal round game on a walk-off home run by Detmers on Friday. Lost the semifinal earlier today, 9-6. Lead this game 7-1. So you come to the state tournament and win 2 out of 3. If they hold on for the win, that's not too shabby. Here's the pitch. Swing and a little looper out to the second baseman. A one hopper to Herb Street. Throw to first base in time. And that ends the inning. Roanoke Benson goes in order in the top of the sixth inning after 5.5. It is Nokomis 7. Roanoke Benson 1. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Gavin Life will lead things off for Nokomis here in the home half of the sixth. He'll pinch hit for Drew Detmers. Gavin's seventh grader, a right-handed hitter. And he will step in from the right side to get this home half of the sixth inning underway. So Gavin, he's one of the shorter players on the ball club, and he has the deck out of the way on a breaking pitch for ball one. Dave Harder still pitching. He came in relief in the first inning. Here's the next pitch, and there's a called strike. And a pretty doggone good pitch to Gavin Life, who has a small strike zone. One ball, one strike to count to Gavin. Next pitch from Harder. This one's outside, 2-1. And waiting on deck is Dallas Sneddon. Sneddon will be batting next for Nokomis. Here's a swing and a miss by Life. And it's 2-2. And the next pitch, swing a little shot foul off to the right side. It's Coach Brandon Engelman and Chris Detmers try to get everybody into the state tournament, into a state tournament game. And with a 7-1 lead, he's just about accomplished that, I think. We're getting awful close. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Gavin Life on the way, and a pop-up out to the shortstop. Logan Nixie makes the catch for the first out of the inning. And batting in Jansen's spot will be lucky 13, Dallas Sneddon. So Dallas will be batting. He's a left-handed hitter. Takes ball one. Batting in Ryan Jansen's spot. Harder winds and fires, and Sneddon gets it the opposite way to the third baseman. Long throw on the mark. And Sneddon retired 5-3 for the second out. And the batter will be Kendall Nodal. Kendall Nodal, the batter. So Kendall, strike one to Kendall. He's a right-handed hitter. The Braves have a 7-1 lead. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next pitch is outside, 1-1. So Nick Masher can get 3 more outs. Next inning, Braves will take home the third-place trophy. Here's a called strike to Nodal, and it's 1-2. Come on, Kendall, at least put it in play, buddy. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, and down on strike. So the Braves go in order. You're in the bottom of the sixth inning, so to the top of the seventh we go. Roanoke Benson's last chance. Nokomis leads this third-place IESA Class 1A State Baseball Tournament game in just a moment. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Nokomis with a 7-1 lead, and all the batters that pinch hit here in the last half inning have been replaced by the starters again. So every player on the Nokomis team has had an at-bat today. Kudos to coaches Brandon Engelman and Chris Detmer. That's terrific. That's terrific. Now Nick Masher back out for the seventh inning. He's going to try to win this, finish this game off, and help Nokomis win the third-place game in this IESA state tournament. So here we go. Shane Furley hit a solo home run back in the second inning. Will lead it off here in the top of the seventh for Roanoke Benson. Asher has struck out six, walked two. First pitch, a swing and a miss. 0-1 the count.
Now batting number four.
Here's the 0-1 pitch too early. Swing and a shot foul down the third baseline, and it's quickly 0-2. Nokomis trying to pick up its 20th win of the season and a win in the third place game of the state tournament and finish the season on a winning note. Here's the 0-2 pitch to early. This one's outside, and it's one ball, two strikes. And thanks to all of our friends here at the IESA, Steve Inslee and Screw do a terrific job. If you want to know how to run a tournament, come watch these guys. They can put on a tournament, do it well. Here's the 1-2 pitch into the dirt, and it's 2-2. In this facility here at Eastside Center, man, it is terrific. Two balls, two strikes to the leadoff hitter early. Talon to follow. Here's Masher's pitch on 2-2 outside. Whatever you do, Nick, don't walk him. Let him hit it. Walks lead to bad, bad things. You have a 7-1 lead. Here's the 3-2 pitch to early. And a swing and a miss. He's down on strike. Strikeout number 7 for Nick Masher. And the batter is Jason Talon. Talon has struck out and walked today. He bats with one down, nobody on, and Roanoke Benson trailing 7-1. Masher looks in for the sign. Here's a pitch to Talon. Outside, ball one. Want to know the count to Talon, the catcher. For Roanoke Benson, the next pitch, up high, and it's 2-0. Chase Martin waiting on deck for Roanoke Benson. Tell you what, we've seen crazier things in comebacks at any level in baseball, but especially junior high. Here's a call strike, and it's 2-1. 2-1, they count on Talon. Asher gets the sign. Nick works quickly. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball into short center. That is grabbed by the center fielder, Tissetti. He tries to throw out the base runner, but is unable to do so. So the second hit of the day goes to Jason Talon. So he's on at first with a base hit. Pinch running for him will be Joel Weber. Weber running at first base for the courtesy runner. And Martin will be the batter. And that was only the second hit of the day for Roanoke Benson. And the batter is Martin. He's 0 for 2 on the day. Masher takes a look at the runner and delivers. And the first pitch is just inside for ball one. Brady Lehman waiting on deck. Lehman waiting on deck for Roanoke Benson. Next pitch is inside, gets away from the catcher. Down to second base, scurries Jason Talon. Roanoke Benson trailing 7-1. Batting in the top of the seventh. One down, a runner at second. 2-0 the count on Martin. Masher checks and delivers. Swing and a miss. 2-1 the count. One run, two hits, five errors today for Roanoke Benson. They've stranded a couple of base runners. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Or swing and a foul. Either way, the runner at second didn't go, so we're going to call it a swing and a miss. Strike two, 2-2. And Masher takes a glance back to second base and delivers, and a ground ball to third. Martin Gregorius grabs, throws, and safe at first base. Error on the play. And that'll put runners at the corners with one down. And Brady Lehman will be the batter. Lehman hitting in the number seven spot. His first plate appearance today. Lehman's a seventh grader, right-handed hitter. So runners at the corners and one down. Nokomis with a 7-1 lead. And Roanoke Benson trying to make some noise here in the top half of the seventh inning. Got runners at the corners and one down. 1-0 the count to Lehman. Here's the pitch from Masher. There's a swing and a miss. Wacker waiting on deck for Roanoke Benson. As the Rockets try to get a merry-go-round going here in the top of the seventh. The pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Masher went seven strikeouts on the day. He's got a Lehman set up with a 1-2 count. The pitch is a foul ball off to the right side. One ball, two strikes for the count. Here comes the pitch from Asher. This one's into the dirt. Runner will scurry from first down to second base. 2-2 the count on Lehman. So now two runners in scoring position for Roanoke Benson in the top of the seventh. As the Rockets trail 7-1. Lehman awaits the 2-2. Takes up high, ball three. Well, 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 isn't this interesting? Three balls, two strikes, the pitch. Swing and a foul back to the screen. Lehman gets a base hit here. Roanoke Benson thinks they got a shot. And they do. Wacker waiting on deck. Masher doesn't want to see him. Unless there are two outs, and he gets the strikeout. So Lehman is down on strike. Eighth strike out of the day for Nick Masher. And now the Rockets of Roanoke Benson are down to their last out. Two on and two out. A 7-1 lead for Nokomis and Luke Wacker, the batter. He's 0-2 on the day. Swings and misses for strike one. O'Leary steps out on deck, and Masher doesn't want to see him at the plate. Here's a pitch. Into the dirt. 1-1. Cloud cover, breezy all day long today, but it's been dry. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Wacker. This one's way up high, back to the screen, and no at-bat by the runner. And the count is 2-1. And one gets the impression that Masher may be running on fumes here.
Now batting number nine, the center fielder, Alex McCoy.
Oh, the coaches are going to try to let Nick close it out here. 2-1. On Luke Wacker, here's the pitch from Nick on the way, and that one's up high, ball three. Noah O'Leary waiting on deck. Rockets have two on and two out here in the top of the seventh. The pitch, swing right back to the pitcher, throw to first, could end it. Bingo! That's a win! And the Braves of Nokomis have won the third place game here at the IESA State Baseball Tournament by defeating Roanoke Benson 7-1. Congratulations to the Braves of Nokomis and to the Rockets of Roanoke Benson. They got to play in the state tournament. Even though they didn't win this ball game, they got to participate in three games of the IESA Class 1A State Baseball Tournament, and that's something to be proud of. So the Braves win this one 7-1. We'll come back with a wrap-up in just a moment. And the Braves of Nokomis have won the third-place game in the state tournament, so they finished their season on a winning note. They finished their season with 20 victories. And congratulations to the Nokomis Braves. Nokomis wins this game 7-1. Seven runs, six hits, no errors. They stranded six base runners. Winning pitcher, Nick Mashery, went all the way today. Nick struck out eight, walked just two batters. One run, two hits, five errors for Roanoke Bench, and they stranded two base runners on the day. And the losing pitcher was a starter, Noah O'Leary. O'Leary only went three batters. He gave up a three-run homer to Ryan Jansen, third batter of the ball game, and was replaced by Gabe Harder, who pitched the rest of the way. So now Comer scored four runs in the first, added on three in the fourth, a single run scored on a solo shot by James Early in the second for Roanoke Benson. And Nokomis wins this one by the final of 7-1. So congratulations to the Braves of Nokomis. Win this third place game, they'll get medallions and a third place trophy and pick up their 20th win of the season. And many thanks to our friends here at Eastside Center, the Illinois Elementary School Association, Steve Ensley, who we deal with frequently. Very, IESA runs a very good tournament, and we appreciate all their assistance. And how did the tournament end up for Nokomis? Well, they won the quarterfinal round game yesterday on a walk-off home run by Drew Detmer, 5-3 over Danville Schwarman. They lose the semifinal round game 9-6 to Joliet St. Paul, defending state champs, by the way. And they win the third-place game 7-1 over Roanoke Benson. So congratulations to the Braves of Nokomis. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our broadcast today has been presented by First National Bank of Nokomis, Nathan Clement, your country financial agent in Nokomis, Dirk's Radiator Service, Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop, German Seed and Chemical, all in Nokomis, by Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, Rupert Apartments in Nokomis, Nokomis Tire and Auto, Nokomis Savings Bank, where you save does make a difference, Lenko Precision in Nokomis, Easter Day Electrical in Nokomis, Dennis Almond Auction serving Central Illinois, Crimson Briar of Witt, Bray Carpentry in Nokomis, and by Nokomis Gift and Garden. And Lola wants to remind you their big open house is set for November 20th and 21st, so make sure you stop by. Once again, a reminder, we've got Cardinals baseball tomorrow on WSMI AM 1540. Redbirds will wrap up the regular season in Atlanta. 110, our pregame coverage on WSMI FM 106.1. Thanks to Tom Williams and Chip Beans for producing our broadcast today. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. It was fun. And congratulations again to the Braves of Nokomis for winning 20 games on the season and winning the IESA Class 1A third-place game here in the state tournament by the final of 7-1. Once again, from Eastside Center in East Peoria, I'm Terry Toth. So long.